Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line is Sherry Phillips. She's from A Leap in Learning in Hamburg, a daycare center, talking about some of these new rules. Sherry, thanks for being with us this morning. The announcement from the governor yesterday, everyone 2 and older would have to wear a mask in a daycare facility. What did that mean for A Leap in Learning and you and what you do in Hamburg?
Well, it's very disheartening. It's disheartening to think that we are going to put masks on children who are 24 months old. Some of these little friends have a hard enough time keeping their shoes on their feet, let alone a mask on their face. Parents are distraught and upset. I think as adults, we all have had that experience in the past year and a half when you've been at a grocery store or doing something, you've got the mask on your face, and all of a sudden you're breathing really heavy and you're just kind of overwhelmed and warm. I mean, we as adults have the tools to be able to go, okay, I need to, put my cart to the side and stop for a minute, maybe step outside and take a breath. A 24-month-old, they don't have those skills and coping mechanisms. I think that this is not a well-thought-out plan. And it also, you have these little ones with these masks on their face. It's cold and flu season here, 6 months out of the year. And these little guys, their noses are running off their faces. And so what is this mask essentially? A booger catcher? Now it's wet and it's soggy and it's full of, their secretions. It's not the answer for children of that age. It really is not.
Sherry, this was tried back in May by then Governor Cuomo, but it was quickly rescinded due to pushback from parents and from operators. Do you think it will be the same way this time? We'll see the same amount of pushback?
It's already in the works. Yes. I mean, our number one priority is keeping everyone safe and healthy, but it's providing the children the care that they deserve and that they need. And when we're masked, we're already, as adults, we're already not giving the children what they need. They cannot see our mouths. They cannot see the words. They cannot hear what we're saying to them. Everything is muffled. In the last year and a half, there has been a huge increase in children who need speech therapy because they're not able to see what we're mouthing to them so that they're able to form those words and say them back. They're not able to intelligibly hear what we're saying to them because it's muffled. We will see down the road what this masking has done to our children in a very, very sad way.
It seems like there isn't much attention being paid to that and really hasn't been over the course, and that discussion isn't taking place. Sherry, we can also talk about now this goes the other way around, right? Where at first, over the last year or so, it was the children maybe having trouble understanding the people watching over them, especially at a young age when we're talking about 2. Trying to get a grasp on language and communication, even nonverbal communication. There's issues with that. But now it kind of goes the other way around where you have to read some of the signs of some of these young kids, perhaps behind a mask. I mean, that could be something as simple as someone being upset to, someone choking, or something along those lines.
Right. Well, and you have to think about these children who are just learning to be verbal. Their speech is fragmented and their words are, you know, half words, but, you know, we can understand them because we spend all day with them every day. And, you know, we get to know them, but now they have a mask on. And when they start to say their new words and start to really try to communicate, we're not going to know what they're trying to say to us. And that's going to be frustrating for them. And it's going to be sad for us because you want to be there to help them and support them. And when we can't understand them, what do children do? When they're trying to tell you something and you can't understand them, and, you know, they get frustrated, you know, and they get upset. And we're going to see big behaviors from little people. And it's not going to be their fault.
Right. That's a really good point there, too. You mentioned that, you know, families are distraught about this. What about your staff when they heard this?
You know, the staff is sad. This whole thing has been sad. And they've been sad on many different levels for many different reasons, you know. And it's not just the two-year-olds. Think about infants. How do infants, you know, what do they look at first when they're making connections with people? They look at your face. They look at your face and your facial expressions, and they watch your mouth. And these infants, they're not able to see any of that. When we were able to take our masks off for the first time, vaccinated staff were able to take their masks off several months back. I was lucky enough to be in a toddler classroom when a staff person took that mask off. And the look on the toddler's face, this two-year-old had never seen their teacher's face before. I started crying. They just looked at this teacher, and they went over, and they touched their face, and they had the biggest smile, and they were so happy, and they started laughing. And we take all of that for granted. Because 15, 16, 17 months to us is a drop in the bucket, but to them it's their entire life.
That's something that is kind of crazy to think. When we are talking about two-year-olds, you are talking about entire life at this point, just about, under some of these COVID restrictions or different rules or whatever that might be. Going forward, what are you expecting to see here? I'm sure you've had parents who have already dropped off kids. You've dealt with this before. What have you heard from them in terms of what they're hoping happens inside of daycare facilities? And I'm also interested to know what sort of issues, if any, you've had over the past year and a half where this policy wasn't in place.
None. I can tell you, I have three child care centers. We serve, you know, over 300 children. I can probably count on one hand children that have had COVID. It's mostly adults. Now, I know we have the new Delta variant, and, you know, I'm not a physician, and I'm not going to speak like a physician, you know, but we've all made it pretty far in this year and a half without masking our children, our young children. I think that we could continue not masking those children for their benefit until we really see a reason to do so. Show me some data. Show me where two-year-olds, there's just this incredible overwhelming number of two-year-olds, you know, contracting coronavirus, COVID, and, you know, now we need to mask them because, you know, we need to take these extra safety precautions. You show me that. Help me understand. I haven't seen that. But I will tell you, you know, the parents that are reaching out, some of them, you know, they're all very, very supportive. We have amazing families. We're so incredibly lucky. Some of them are just saying, I'll pay the fine. Don't mask my child. I'll pay the fine. But, of course, we're not going to do that. You know, we follow the regulations. We follow the laws. We follow the rules because that's what we teach our children to do.
Is there anyone who saw this yesterday, they understand what the rule is going to be, through no fault of your own, who is saying, well, you know, maybe when this changes back, hopefully it's within a few days like it was last time, we'll send our kid back here. But in the meantime, you know, I'll take him to work or something.
I think that they're all just trying to wait and see what really happens. We still have not received any kind of memo or a directive from the Office of Children and Family Services. So we all saw what was put out by Governor Hochul, but no one has received anything as of yet that I know of. I haven't received anything from the Office of Children and Family Services.
Wow. So even you don't even know what the penalty or fine would be then if you were in violation.
We have received no directive. That is correct.
So as of now, these are words on TV. Until you receive a piece of paper, this doesn't really go into effect.
We're being told that OCFS is working on a directive, and as soon as we receive that directive, then that's when, you know, we will put this into effect. My licensor is on vacation at this time. I've been in contact with several other owners who have reached out to their licensors, and they've just been told, you know, wait for the directive from OCFS.
You know, I'm curious because we've gotten kind of one answer, and I'm expecting the same thing now. How much more communication you have than, you know, what kind of we all hear? When we heard the governor say that yesterday on TV, are you hearing more information, more details on that immediately after? Or are you basically basing your policies over what we're all hearing at the same time?
We're hearing it at the same time you are hearing it. And what's sad is that I don't know what the communication was between the governor's office and the Office of Children and Family Services. I'm sure that there was communication, but clearly there wasn't enough communication for the governor to come out and say, you know, here is the new policy, here is what we expect, and OCFS ready to roll that out to us. Now, again, we're what, almost 24 hours into this broadcast yesterday, and we still have no directive.
Wow, that is something. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, of course. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Sherry Phillips operates a Leap in Learning daycare in Hamburg.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.